Should we sing "We Wish You a Merry Christmas"? I don't really have my singing voice.
I never have a singing voice.
Welcome to Tri Chatter.
Welcome, ho ho ho. Christmas coming up.
13 days. No, 12 days. It's like on the 12th day of Christmas.
Is it 12 days?
I don't know. It's 2 weeks from my birthday, and my birthday was Saturday.
Wow.
So,
is it really 12?
Yes.
Just 12 days?
My true love gave to me. Speaking of which, we're going to talk a little bit about what would be on our Christmas list.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so things my true love can give me. Okay, so if you were going to make a Christmas list and you were, say, a new triathlete, what would be some of the things you would want to put on there?
You know, if I were a new triathlete, the things that I looked for early on in my triathlon career, when I started getting a little more serious about
right.
it, was information. You know, I just, mm-hmm. I wanted information. So things like magazine subscriptions,
right,
Triathlete
that's a
magazine,
great idea.
Lava magazine, subscription to beginnertriathlete.com.
Yes. The thing is, once you get that subscription, then you open up that magazine and you start seeing all these things.
Oh, it's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world.
Yeah.
Yes.
But probably my number one choice would be the Triathica Academy would be number one.
There you
shameless,
go.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug.
Which is coming soon.
Have them subscribe to Triathica Academy.
Yeah.
And what's Triathica Academy?
And that'll be a subscription service.
Will they get a diploma? Will they get a degree?
Well, it's an ongoing thing. Sure, we'll sell diplomas. We'll sell anything people give us money for. But essentially the Triathica Academy, which... I'm extremely excited about. It's going to be it's a subscription service. You'll pay a monthly fee, and you'll get tons of triathlon information. You'll get workouts,
and it's going to cut right to the core.
All the information you need.
So what kind of workouts are you going to get?
For any distance you want, sprint, Olympic.
So somebody
half, full.
Subscribes to the academy and they want to do a half Ironman.
Mm-hmm.
So they plug all that information in for you, and what happens?
And we'll give them a day-by-day, week-by-week, annual training plan that will exactly
awesome.
What to do day-by-day.
Awesome.
It'll include swim, bike, run.
Will this be geared specifically toward them? If it's,
yes.
say, someone who's got a weakness in swimming, like me?
Yeah, it's going to be... you know, geared to different level
mm-hmm.
triathletes. So it'll be, you know, beginner, intermediate, advanced
mm-hmm.
triathlete. And then we'll adjust the workouts based on their strengths and weaknesses,
right.
you know.
That's awesome.
And
they'll get all sorts of little articles about training
articles,
tips. And how about videos?
Tons of videos.
You know, I find that videos, maybe I know I'm a visual learner. You know, I really... When I can see something being done, I find it much easier to imitate that or to try to do it than if somebody's telling me
Absolutely.
How to do something.
Yeah, and
so
pictures
I find
are
those
good,
videos,
but videos are
pictures
great.
Are good, but I think videos are
yeah.
really important. So when is this going to be available?
When's it going to be available, Oz?
January.
So New Year's present. A New Year's
yeah,
present.
we'll take your money now.
Yeah, get started right away at www. You don't even have to put www anymore on anything. You just go to triathica.com.
Triathica.com, and the information, you know, will be there.
Yeah.
But that, again, you're getting back to your question, shameless plug there. Thank you
That's
for bearing
okay.
with us on that. But,
That's all right.
More information to come on Triathica Academy.
My true love gave
The number
to
one
me.
Thing, I think, is information. You know, for the
That's
for
a
the
good
beginning.
Point. You know, I go straight to the equipment idea, but you are very right because beginners, you know, really need information. And that's part of the reason it's always good to maybe join a club or something like that, too.
That's another great gift, by the way.
Yeah,
a membership
to a triathlon club.
Yeah.
A subscription. Those are all great ideas.
Yeah.
Those are all great. Okay, so for equipment, if you were going to buy one thing as a newbie for swimming, what would you get? Other than the swimsuit, naturally. And the goggles, that doesn't count. Well, no, okay, let's talk goggles. What would you get? You got to have goggles. So let's just say one thing, one pair of goggles.
Besides goggles or?
No, goggles. What kind of goggles would you get?
Oh, whatever fits.
Whatever fits. People have to experiment. Everybody's different.
I've gotten so many, you know, I don't even know how many pairs of goggles
I have. 12,457 pairs.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a ton of them. And it's just a matter of what fits.
Yeah.
The other thing.
Oh, and you find something that fits, get a bunch of them.
Yeah, because you may not, they may
change. And every shade, too, because when you race one morning, it might be clear and sunny, so you need some darker goggles. One time it might be foggy and dark, so you need clear.
Yeah.
So goggles. Now running. If you could get one thing on your Christmas list as a newbie for running, what would it be?
It probably the number one thing for me would be a fuel belt.
Fuel belt. I don't like those. They bounce on my hips. You know what's funny though? I took the bottles out of the fuel belt. Now, I have to tell you though, I bought a fuel belt, must have been 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah,
they've probably improved a lot.
Yeah.
I just didn't like, I could never get it quite cinched enough on my hips, and that really bugs me.
Yeah.
But I did keep the bottles, and I call them my Linus bottles. And when I go on my long runs, I take my Linus bottles with me, filled with, you know, whatever
and
I'm
using. You hold them
using.
In your hands?
I hold them in my hands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, I refill them at water fountains and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, but no, fuel belt would be my number one. What about you?
A cute pair of running shorts. Yeah, you know, I mean, I have
gotta look
so,
good, man.
I have got so many pair of running shorts. It's just not even funny. I don't even buy them anymore. My husband buys them for me every now and then, but I really not like Nike running shorts. They've finally come out with a new style. You know, I've got 8 trillion pair of the style that they've had for the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, which are cute. You know, you've seen all the girls in them.
Yeah.
But now they have these that are just cut a little lower, come a little shorter. Because, you know, let's face it, we got to put the goods in the window, right? You got to get those legs out there running. So that would be my choice. Okay, cycling. One thing. You know what my wish is going to be.
Yeah, well...
This is where it starts to get expensive.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking, you know, no holds barred...
Well, let's start as a beginner, okay? Let's assume that this person already... Let's assume they have a road bike and they've put aero bars on it. Let's just assume it's somebody who's hasn't taken that plunge into buying that beautiful Cervelo time trial bike.
Yeah, I mean, it would be... It depends on, you know, how they're suited, but tri shoes are better than cycling shoes.
Yes, and let's talk about that real quick, because if you get some tri shoes, there's only one strap, and now it's time for you to learn how to get in and out of the bike shoes, leaving them on the bike. It's going to save you tons of time in transition.
Right.
So you think that should be the number one?
That would be on my list. I also like aero bottles. You know, the aero bottles that fit between the aero bars.
What do you use? See, I used to use
those.
You do? Yeah. The Performa, or what's it called? With the yellow thing in the top?
Yeah, the yellow sponge. What are those called?
I had a bad experience with those. Profile. Those are profile design.
Profile.
Can I tell my profile story real quick?
Sure.
I had a bad experience with them. I think it was my first
race.
Well,
if we're ever hoping to get, you know, sponsors for the show.
I know, but you know
right
who I will
she's
you know who I will say
everybody.
A great thing for? No, you know who I will say a great thing for is my SpeedFill bottle, because that's what I use now as a SpeedFill.
We'll never get Fuel Belt as a sponsor.
I know.
We'll never get
Fuel
Profile
Belt,
Design.
Fuel Belt,
as a
if you send me a new belt,
send
one of these
one.
New ones, and let me try it. You know, I'll tell everybody. I'll wear it to the
She'll
gym.
Love
I'll
it.
Wear it to. I'll wear it when I'm grocery shopping.
She'll love it.
I will.
I'd
so
like
send me
that.
A belt, fuel belt, and I'm all yours.
We'll put those pictures up.
Okay, so back to the profile bottle.
Yeah.
It was my first race back after I crashed in 2006. 2007, I'm racing up at Wildflower, and I've got my profile bottle, and I've got a very concentrated mixture of, I think it was Perpetuum in there. And I got the yellow spongy thing on top. So my goal was to just take a few sips of that until I get to the first water station, and then I'm going to add water to it. I am not even 4 miles into the ride, and I hit these bumps on the road, and you know how it is in Wildflower. The thing goes flying out the top. All this thick Perpetuum stuff comes flying all over. And it was like double strength, basically.
Yeah.
All this stuff comes flying out, and it's all over my speedometer, all over everything. So what do I immediately think? Oh, my God, I've got to drink all this stuff now. Because if I don't drink it all now, I'm going to lose it. And so I'm forcing myself to drink, I don't know, 8 ounces, 10 ounces of this mixture.
Yeah.
And then I got sick. It made me sick to my stomach. Yeah. So that was the end of the profile thing for me. And that happened more than once where that thing bounced out of there. No, I understand they have a better closure for it now.
Well, yeah, and I don't know that I'm going to necessarily...
Send me one, I'll try it.
Well, I don't know that I'm going to be able to help profile here because their design now, while their intentions were better, it was poorly executed. Your mistake, by the way, was that you never put the gooey stuff in the aerial bottle. Water only in the aerial bottle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because then when it splashes out.
Yeah. It's and that goes for everybody.
See, for me, that's part of the reason you have it there is because you can have a concentrated mix.
No.
You can get water from the aid station.
No. Let me tell you
and
how
pour it in, and that's why it all.
No. Let me tell you how it's done. This is how it's done.
Bike Nutrition 101 liquid.
Aero bottle, water only. And when you get to the water stations, aid stations, you refill it with water. Never put Gatorade, never put Perpetuum or Infinite, which is what I love in it. It's in your other bottle.
Your concentrated.
Down on your frame is where your Infinite or Perpetuum is. Okay? So you sip that and then you drink the water from your aero bottle. So even if anything splashes out, all it's splashing is water.
Right.
Okay? And when you're filling from the aid station, all you're doing is grabbing a bottle of water and dumping it in your aero bottle. Easy to do.
So
that's how it's done.
You. Okay.
But the problem with the current profile bottle, and I bought numerous profile bottles for various reasons, and the sponge idea was stupid, and they should have known before they even released it that system didn't work.
It's going to come flying out.
It just splashes out everywhere. So it's almost like these product development people at Profile Design never even used their product before they released it because it's just a stupid design. Now what they've got...
You guys are really busted profile.
Oh, you guys suck, man. You need us to help you design your products. But anyway, so we've got a plastic lid, which is a good idea.
Right.
But within the plastic lid, there's a round rubber
like they
grommet.
Have in the SpeedFill, which is what I have. And it's kind of a tough rubber. Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the problem. The rubber grommet has got holes in it that plug onto the plastic part, okay, and they still have the yellow sponge inside, which you don't even really need that, but okay, so you got the yellow sponge. The problem is that the rubber grommet, once it comes loose from the plastic piece, will never mesh up with the plastic piece again. So it's like, why did you even put the rubber piece on there? Why didn't you just make the plastic piece cover the entire hole? Because I can still take a water bottle and push it through the plastic hole.
And it's not going to leak.
And it's not going to come out. So it's just, you guys really fouled that thing up, man. And it just pisses me off. It would have been cheaper for them to design it the way that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They'd make more money and they'd have a better product. So, but anyway.
Well, if they want to try out their new product, they can send it to us.
They can send it to us.
Can reach you at ronatriathica.com, me at coachsbr.com, and send us some product because we're more than happy to try things out.
Absolutely.
Now, I like my SpeedFill. The one thing I don't like about it is, you know, it does take up room on the bike frame so that if you are getting a side wind, it's going to slow you down a little bit. I like the flexibility of that tube that comes up.
Yeah.
And plus on the Cervelos, you can't put 2 water bottles. That's why everybody has those, what do they call them? The rocket launchers.
Rocket
on
launchers
the back?
In the back of the seat,
What do you think about those?
I use the rocket launchers only in my long workouts.
Mm-hmm.
When you're racing, you got to be, you know, thoughtful of every single gram on your person and on your bike,
right.
So I never race with my rocket launcher.
Where do you put your spare tire? Your spare?
I don't bring it.
Oh, you don't have.
When I race half and full Ironman distance races, all I've got is my what do you call those?
Fix-a-flip. Latex stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, fix-a-flip.
Oh, that's another good thing for your.
That's a great.
That's perfect for your Christmas list. What's it called?
What's it called?
The latex.
I call it Fix-A-Flat, but it's got another name.
No, Pit Stop.
Pit Stop.
Pit
yeah, yeah.
Stop. That's great stocking stuffer.
Yeah. So
it's about $18. And so you're just hoping for the best. You're hoping if you get a flat tire, You can fix it with the pit stop, and you've probably, have you got your CO2 with you? Because I think you have to top it off with the CO2.
No, really? I've got two of those with me. So
and so you're saying, well, if that happens and I get a slice of my tire, I'm just screwed?
I'm done. Yeah. Or I'll wait until, you know, somebody comes and helps me. Somebody fixes it.
But, you know, that's.
But it depends. You know, it's different. I mean, you know, Sherry, first of all, you and I are not, I'm not trying to sound arrogant, but you and I are not the typical triathlete. You know, we're in the top 5% of our age group. You know, I mean, we're top.
Which is amazing for me, since I am really a slow swimmer.
Yeah, but
it's a miracle.
That's why they call it a triathlon instead of a swimming bath.
But you wait, I'm working on it this winter. I am working.
You know, when you're going for a podium position, everything counts. Now, if you're going just to finish it and have fun, that's a whole different deal. Bring the side saddlebags. Bring the radio.
Bring it all. Now, that brings me to my what might be on my Christmas list, if I had a Christmas list, would be some sort of a power measuring device for my bike when I'm racing, because we were talking before we started the podcast today that if I really am seriously going to try to qualify for Kona next season, I've really got to get dialed in with this power thing on the bike, because I've always just gone by my miles per hour, and I think if I'm going to really step it up, I might have that on my Christmas list. But they're very expensive.
Most of them are.
And I don't really know a whole lot about them, so I was asking Ron, and he's telling me about all these different kinds, and I think the first consideration for me, if I'm going to be using something when I'm racing, is weight. You know, how much does this thing weigh, and how portable is it? I mean, how convenient is it for me to use? So let's talk about that first. There's a couple different brands. We've got PowerTap, which, and correct me if I'm wrong, is on the wheel of the bike.
It's
basically built onto the hub.
Yep.
So that if you change wheels, you have to actually, how do you transfer that?
You need another wheel, because you're not going to change the hub out. So you need two sets of wheels. You need a training wheel, and then you need a racing wheel.
And each of those needs to have a power tap?
It does.
Okay, unless you
rent race wheels, then you can rent one with a power tap, and you'll pay more for the power tap wheel than you will for a
regular
racing
wheel. And it may not have your same gearing set up, and you're going to have to change your cassette and all that
could
stuff
be,
too.
Yeah.
Okay, but then there's the other option of the power meter, we'll call it, that goes on the crank of the bike.
Right.
And you were telling me about one that's called a Quark.
Quark is I think of it as a new company, but it may not be a new company, so excuse me if I've got that wrong. But anyway, Quark is becoming very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in the crank. And
is that lighter weight than the power tap?
Well, the real benefit is, yeah, it'll be lighter,
mm-hmm,
because it doesn't have a big thing that's, you know, in the hub.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is, you can exchange wheels and still use your power meter.
Use your same power meter.
Yeah, I mean, you can rent wheels, you can put your race wheels on,
right,
put your regular wheels on, and you've always got access, you know, to your power. So.
And now I'm intrigued by this new one. Ron was asking me what kind of pedals I use, and I use Speedplay pedals. Shout out to them. Titanium, really nice ones.
Nice.
And Ron is saying that he heard that they've just come out with a new power meter type of device that you can put right in the pedal, which would be awesome.
Yeah.
And very portable and very light, and that would be fun. I have to find out what kind my friend Julia got, because she had a little post on Facebook last week. She's got her new toy, and you know, Julia, who was on here, about a month ago exactly, is just an amazing cyclist,
yeah,
and very, very strong, and she's stepping it up, and she's going to try to qualify for Kona. She's on a mission, so
yeah.
I'll have to talk to her and see what she got and what criteria she kind of looked at when she shopped for hers. So tell us about training with this whole power thing and racing. You know, like I said, I've always focused more on my miles per hour and my cadence. How would that change for me?
Well, and you've got a spin bike that's...
I've got a Cyclops. I've got a Cyclops,
power,
yes.
So you're already familiar with, you know, training with mm-hmm. it and the benefits of it and all mm-hmm. that. So it's just taking that and extending it to your bike, you know. Mm-hmm. So
so by working on the Cyclops, I can determine what my training ranges are, what my racing ranges should be, how long I can hold a wattage. Like, for instance, when you raced in Kona, your goal was to have an average of, what was it?
Well, my goal was 190, but I did 200.
Yeah, yeah. So when I'm training on this Cyclops bike that I have at home, I can see what my current wattage is, what my RPMs are, what my speed would be, and then what my average wattage is.
Right.
So that's the same thing I would want to do, but because you have to go by the average, because you're going to be pushing more watts at different times, right? I mean, you're not going to be pushing the same number of watts going up a hill as you are on the flats, or are you?
Well, I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, you become more sensitive to, because you're going to know that, you know, for example, in my case, let's say my average watts would be 200. Mm-hmm. My goal would be, during a race, and even if it's hilly, would be to try to maintain an average of 200 watts while not having huge fluctuations. You know,
right.
not going down to 50 watts
right.
and up to 500,
right.
which is what I do in training all the time. You know, when I'm mm-hmm. when I'm training around here, it's, you know, we've got some areas that are very hilly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll easily hit 600, 700, even 800 watts for short periods of time.
Do you hear that, people?
You don't want to do that during
a race.
This
guy's a maniac.
Yeah, well, it's not that I'm that strong. It's just, you know, it's short.
He's trying to keep up with Julia.
Yeah, tell me about it. But you want to try to, you know, level out the watts so that you don't have these wide swings
right.
up and down. You
right.
know, you want to
yeah.
try to keep it flatter. And it's not going to ever be completely flat,
right.
don't get me wrong.
Right.
But, you know, you would prefer to have a narrower band of watts. You know,
mm-hmm.
Again, for me, if it was, you know, ideally it'd be a range of like 160 to 240
mm-hmm.
and averaging 200.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That's going to be beneficial for me
right.
because I'm not going to blow up aerobically, you know, and burn the matches as you know, we refer to.
Mm-hmm.
By doing that, and that's one of the benefits of having a power tap. You know, the problem with measuring your heart rate is there's a lag time. You know, you
exactly.
can say, okay, I think I can maintain 150 heart rate on average, but there's always that lag time, and the lag time is different for different people. Some
right.
people, you know, rev their heart and get up to their heart rate very
right
quickly.
Away,
others,
yeah.
it takes a couple
takes
of minutes
long,
to get
yeah.
there.
Right.
So that's the real benefit of the, you know, of the power unit. The other thing that you have to keep track of is there's your average power, and then there's something else called normalized power. And normalized power is the one that I put more stock into, because that's the one that takes out all the stops at the stoplights and the stop signs and the coasting
oh, right.
and
right.
and all that. So normalized power is the one that you really want to look at.
It's like when you're out running and you've got your Garmin and you have a program to stop every time you stop, and then it tells you what your real pace is and
right.
your real time is.
Similar
with those adjustments having been made.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is another thing people could put on their list
yeah,
is a Garmin.
Yeah. Yeah. But when I'm racing, you know, the great thing about these power units is you could take the information, you can download them onto like trainingpeaks.com,
right.
you
right.
know, and you can really analyze your workouts and compare,
mm-hmm.
you know, these different workouts and see what your ranges are and see what's going on. And, I mean, you could spend tons of time, you know, you can spend as much time analyzing the data as it takes
oh
to collect
God,
it.
Oh, my God, I know. And then before you know it, the sun's going down and the day's over and you've been playing at your computer all day.
Yeah.
With all of your
yeah.
Tri-Kick information.
But the real benefit, you know, and the real payoff, I guess, of the power unit is in racing. You know, I'm measuring a variety of things when I'm racing, and
mm-hmm.
my power is the main one that I'm looking at. It's like, okay, I've set up and you know, goal power for this particular race, then I try to maintain that.
Right.
I'm looking at speed, of course. I'm looking at cadence. I'm looking at my heart rate. I'm looking at all those things. But power is the main thing that I'm
looking at. Okay, and then what happens in, like, for instance, Ironman, Arizona? You're looking at your power meter and you're going, this just isn't happening.
Yeah.
Then you just know, I'm not having a good day.
Yeah. Because wattage doesn't lie. We've talked about that before.
Doesn't lie. It's just like when you go to lift a dumbbell, if it's 50 pounds, it's 50 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, it's not 45 one day and 55 the next. It's
right.
50 pounds.
Right.
So, yeah, doesn't lie.
Hey, another thing that I see advertised for Christmas gifts is Rode ID.
Rode ID.
Have one of those. Have you got one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Got it years ago.
I should get one. I should get one for Pete, too.
Yeah. The only problem with that is I've got a very, very old girlfriend on there. So if I should ever get into an accident, they're going to call Josie. Hi, Josie, if you're listening to this. They're going to call you and say,
you player, you.
Do you know a guy by the name of Ron Sattermo? He just got hit by a car, you know, and he's got your name and number on
that
your
That is
your
funny.
Road ID.
I think that when let's just tell people, when they change significant others or girlfriends or boyfriends, they need to update their road ID.
It might be time for a new one.
Yeah, because there's a good chance you might call that ex and they're going to go, oh, well, too bad. Dad, call somebody that cares.
Yes, yeah.
So how about that? If you are new in a relationship, get your person a road ID with your, that's kind of makes your, something that can kind of solidify your relationship.
It does.
Actually,
it just
if you
ties...
buy somebody a road ID and you've got your name on the contact number,
it almost ties the knot, isn't it?
Dude, yeah, that's like getting engaged.
Exactly, it's better than an engagement.
That's better than a ring. Oh my God,
and cheaper
that's,
too.
That's better than the Iron Man necklace. Yeah, get her a road ID. Get her all excited. You go. You can say, "I'm having something custom made for you."
That's, and that wouldn't be a lie either, would it?
And it's jewelry, because you
and
put it on
jewelry.
Your wrist, right?
Or, no,
your,
or
you
your
put
shoe.
It on your wrist
yeah.
or your ankle.
Yeah.
Do you put it on your shoe?
Yeah, mine's on my shoe.
Guys, listen. I just came up with the perfect gift.
That's excellent.
And if you're significant other runs, mm-hmm. or even if she just walks her dog, you know. Even when she's out grocery shopping, she should have that road ID with her.
Yeah, I've had mine for many years.
Well, obviously, because it's got the wrong contact number on it. So, yeah, maybe you should put your mother's number on there.
Yeah.
That might be good, because she'll care no matter what.
She will.
You know? Okay, so what else do we want to put on our Christmas list? Anything else? One last thing. Something in your stocking.
Oh, man. You know, I would absolutely love a set of racing wheels.
That won't fit in your stocking.
And it wouldn't fit in my budget either.
You have racing wheels, don't you?
No.
Rent them?
I rent them or I borrow them. Mm-hmm. Russ Jones, who was here last week.
The Flying Postman.
Yeah, he lets me use his race wheels.
That's
occasionally.
That's a good friend that lets
when
you use
When I'm not
the
racing
race
against
wheels.
Him. When I'm racing against him, then I'm on my own. You know?
Yeah.
So he'll never let me use his race wheels when I'm racing against him.
Right,
but,
right. How many sets does he have?
He's just got one set. Yeah. He's got a solid rear disc. And a
what kind
front
of race
404.
Wheels would you want? Maybe some sponsor. Somebody will send you some race wheels.
Yeah. Hello, Zip. Yeah.
What would you want
yeah.
if you could pick the perfect...
You know, you gotta be thinking Kona, so I would go Zip 1080s. 1080 on the back and probably 404 on the front.
Yeah, I've got 404s and I love them. And being kind of light, you know, I'm afraid to go any deeper. Although I think it'd be really cool to ride a disc wheel someday and hear that whoosh, 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 whoosh.
It is a pretty cool sound.
That's
it's intimidating
cool.
when somebody goes by with that.
Yeah, no. It is. And I think they do make you a lot faster. Oh, and another thing is aero helmets. You know, that's the cheapest way to take time off your race on the bike. Did you know that?
Yes.
But the catch is you have to be in the aero position for that to be effective. You know, you can't be sitting up like a parachute and think that bird helmet's going to make you any faster.
Yeah, it's not going to make
you
any faster.
And you have to be in the aero position with the back of the helmet. You guys can't see me, but I'm demonstrating. And with the back of the helmet hitting your back, you have to be just in the right.
Yeah,
and,
the cheapest.
And aero helmets, they are definitely the cheapest way to take time off. And what are they, about $150? Maybe less now.
Yeah, I think you can get for less.
Everything ends up
now.
Being $40 at the end of something.
And here's a little plug, because you know, there's a couple of online triathlon places around here that are fantastic. go see my friend Jerry Cheng at OneTry.com.
Oh, I love OneTry. You know, I came upon that place almost accidentally. I didn't even know
they were there.
They've
got a store in Santa Ana.
Great.
And they're online at OneTry.com.
Yes.
But also, I love Tri-Zone. Tri-Zone. They're in
Los Alamitos.
And Tri-Zone.com. Go see Gayla. I forget her husband's name, but they've been, both of those places have just been great to me. And
I understand Tri-Zone rents race wheels at a very reasonable price.
Tri-Zone is unbelievably reasonable on their rentals.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go see those guys.
And put their website addresses like on your girlfriend's or boyfriend's computer or your husband's and wife's, you know, their
little
screen.
Sticky note.
Yeah, they need help.
Computer.
If you're married or dating somebody who's a triathlete, you have no idea what to get them. Oh, get those guys a razor and shaving kit. Shave their legs. That's right. Do it for me. Do it for the body markers.
Is that the easiest way is to shave with a razor or should I wax? What's the best way?
You don't shave with a razor? What do you?
I don't shave.
Oh, don't wax. No, that's painful. That's painful. Just shave with a razor. Pete's got a little razor in the bathtub. I shouldn't be telling them, Pete. He has a rubber ducky, too. And I get him nice little bath products. He likes to take the bath and shave legs. But like I said, if you're with a triathlete guy and he shaves, you got to always make sure your legs are as smooth as his. You know? You can't be having stubble if your guy's got nice, smooth legs.
Very true.
Okay, so there's your Christmas list ideas, from inexpensive to ridiculously expensive. How much are race wheels these days?
I don't know.
God.
You can spend probably $3,500 for
some
race wheels.
Pete got me my Zip 404s. Those were an anniversary present for our second year. You know, most women want jewelry, but I don't need any more jewelry now that I'm my Iron Man stuff. So
I'll say that out loud. Pete doesn't listen to this, does he? Women always need jewelry. You don't turn the tap off on the jewelry thing.
You don't
ever
turn it off, but you know, race wheels, that was a great present.
Yeah.
That's what I really
want.
Way
to go, Pete.
Yeah, way to go. And he's got a power tap. Maybe he'll try something new and give me his old power tap. Maybe they're going to hand me down power tap.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Could be. Maybe that's your gift to him.
I want
a new
Santa
computer,
to
then
come
he'll give you the other.
I want Santa to come down the chimney and make me a fast swimmer. I want a Christmas miracle. That's what I want. I want to be able to do hundreds in like 120.
Oh, yeah, you should be able to do that.
Oh, my gosh. That would be my Christmas miracle. But, you know, maybe Santa is really Mike Collins.
Well, Oz and I will hook you up. We'll help you with that.
Okay, so any last words on Christmas, on holidays, on Tri-Geek gear?
No, just we'll be here next week, but best to get the shopping underway now.
Get the shopping underway and be really careful out on the roads right now when you're riding your bike. But seriously, on Saturdays and Sundays, because people are shopping, they're going to Christmas parties, they're not paying attention, and you know, just be extra careful out on the roads right now. It's the holidays. People got things on their minds. They're a little stressed.
Yep.
So, yay. Okay, tell us how we can reach you. In case anyone wants to send Ron something for Christmas.
Those Zips would be very nice. the 1080s for the back and the 404s for the front.
Yeah,
thank
I'll take
you
a fuel
much.
Bill.
Yeah, yeah. So, Ron at Triathica.com. Triathica.com. Triathica Academy coming.
Coming
soon.
They'll
fit in anybody's stocking.
That's right, Triathica Academy. Definitely a good stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
And CoachSBR.com, you can reach me there, or CoachSBR@gmail.com. Send me your advice, information, swimming tips, Christmas lists. I'll make sure your significant other gets it. And have a great holiday week.
Sounds good.
Are we over and out?
Over and out.